what are your tips for talking to children about school closures?
I think the most important thing to start off with is just to be aware that children have likely been exposed to what's going on, whether it's with friends in at school or in the neighborhood, and also likely have seen stuff on the media. And so to assume they have heard something rather than being afraid to talk about what's going on. At this point, schools have already been closed, so children are aware of a change in their routine. So just talking to children about what they know and what they are worried about. And if you start there, I think you'll get a good picture of what is going on for your child. And then as much as you can, being honest with them in age-appropriate language. A lot of information can be very overwhelming for children, so using knowing how your child takes information in is really important, and using that to guide how much you share with them.
So to that end, when you're talking to a child, how do you suggest conveying the importance of the situation without creating more anxiety or more stress, and maybe speak to the age appropriateness of these conversations? What are your tips?
Absolutely. So I think for parents, it's really important to be mindful of your own anxiety around the situation. This is a really stressful time for everyone, and kids really take their cues from the people around them. Adults model how to cope with things to their children, and that's how they learn. So taking time to calm yourself and be mindful of how you're processing the information to start with. And so if you approach this in a calm manner, you're more likely going to be able to respond to those questions in a different way and be able to model to your children about how to manage anxiety. So I think that's a good place to start. I also think that it's important to, we're talking about the age-appropriate language, it's really important to be honest. So getting information from trusted resources, but knowing that what a 5-year-old can handle is very different than what, say, a 15-year-old can handle.
So speaking of a 15-year-old, what are your suggestions for managing anxiety around COVID-19 for teens and young adults?
For older children and teenagers and young adults, talking to them about what they're hearing on the news and correcting any misinformation or rumors you may hear, or that they're hearing from peers or from the media, because they're likely exposed to a lot more than we realize and are probably taking a lot more information in. And so it's really important just to have an open conversation about what are the things that you're hearing and how can I help answer those questions for you? And as much as possible, trying to keep them away or limiting time on media, whether it's the news or social media or computers. It's just trying to limit their exposure to some of these things that might be a bit more frightening.
Well, that's a difficult thing to do when kids are home. You know, how do you suggest that parents address boredom? I mean, what tips do you have to keep children stimulated and engaged in situations like this?
Absolutely. I think that's a key piece here, is that a lot of children are not used to being home. And so now being home and not being able to leave the house, you're likely going to see a lot more boredom. You're probably going to see a lot more irritability as well, because it's just a huge change in their routine. And so as much as you can structure and have some sort of routine each day will help with children. Children really do, and teenagers too, really crave routine and predictability, especially in times of chaos or uncertainty. It helps them to manage their own emotions around the situation. So as much as possible, having a structure at home, whether it's, okay, right now we're going to do an hour of math, and then we're going to do an hour of reading a book, and then we're going to go and play in our backyard for an hour. As much as possible, trying to schedule those times around your day, regular bedtimes or meal times can be really helpful. Including your children in creating those activities gives them a sense of control in an environment right now that feels very uncontrolled. And so asking them, like, okay, for this hour, would you like to do math or reading? Would you like to play music, or would you like to do yoga together? Would you like to watch a movie or play a game? And I think giving them a sense of control in this situation, actually you'll see a lot more interest in what they do and a lot less irritability. There's also a significant amount of resources online right now for education and other activities during the day. So there are a lot of companies who are providing free resources to children at different age groups and free activities to for educational resources as well as leisurely activities. So I think it's important that families are aware of places to go, such as Scholastic has information and resources for education, PBS Kids. There's YouTube videos, Cosmic Kids Yoga, which provides physical activity, which is they're not going to be able to get as much of.
Those great resources. Thank you. You know, sometimes children don't have the language to express what they're feeling. So I'm wondering, what kinds of behaviors should parents be looking for that might indicate that their child is experiencing anxiety? And if you can, address both young children and teens.
Yes, so most children, even into teenage years, do not have the ability to say, I am feeling anxious. We're going to be able to see, parents are going to notice a lot more changes in sleep. So a child who is sleeping less or sleeping more than normal, appetite changes, so a child who's eating more or eating less than normal. And a big key factor is really irritability or changes in behavior. So if you notice a lot more agitation or grumpiness, children who are crying more easily or more withdrawn, those are things that are going to be key pieces. And it's really more about just a change in the child's behavior is something that we want to keep an eye out for.
And then at that point, when you see those changes, the solution is to just be honest, to open lines of communication. What would you recommend?
Yes. So being honest, open lines of communication, increasing time together, social activities. So I know that's really challenging for a lot of parents, and every family is different right now in terms of who can be at home and who cannot. But having special time together of, okay, instead of doing schoolwork or talking about the things that are making us feel scared, we're going to just play a game together. Play is very important for children, so we need to remember that as much structure and activities we have in our day, they also need time to still be kids, and play is built in during school time, so as much as they can get during the day, that'll be helpful. There's other resources online, mental health resources, there's books about how to talk about feelings, there's lots of children's books about just identifying and naming our emotions, things like there's a book called In My Heart or The Way I Feel, and those are really wonderful resources just to open conversations about emotions. And certainly if you are to the point where you are truly concerned about your child and how they are coping with the situation, then you can always reach out to your pediatrician for extra support.
So just to close, can you give parents some talking points? What do you suggest they emphasize during this time?
I think the thing to really emphasize is just provide reassurance to your child and to let them know that even though the schools have closed, it's really because they want to keep their students and staff safe, even if no one at their school has the virus. And to explain to them that the government, schools, doctors, and other adults are doing everything they can to prevent the spread of the virus and to find the treatment. So I think providing reassurance to children is just a scary time. And so any little bit that you can do to remind them that you are going to do everything in your power to keep them safe goes a long way. Also validating emotions and let them know, yeah, it is okay to be worried right now. It is okay to be scared when there's something new that we don't know much about. But I'm going to do everything I can to keep you safe. And this is how we're going to do that at home. And then maybe having a discussion with your children about the things you have implemented in your own home about safety. So how do we wash our hands? How do we cough or sneeze into our elbow? How do we not try to touch our face? We don't go outside when we're not feeling well. So things like that that you've already implemented into your own home to give them some sort of like, when I am feeling stressed, I can do these to provide a sense of control.
Well, Dr. Supali, we really appreciate these tips. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.